welcome folks to another episode of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdulhakim from BrightFlux, and today we're delving deep into episode 46, where we unfold the nuances of data sharing to non-Snowflake customers. Data sharing is a pivotal component of modern data architectures, enabling organizations to effortlessly share insights and drive collaborative decision-making. However, when it comes to sharing data with entities not on the same platform, such as non-Snowflake users, things get intriguing. Firstly, let's understand what makes Snowflake's data sharing uniquely powerful. The underlying architecture of Snowflake allows for seamless and secure sharing of live data without the need for data copies or data movement. This means when you share data with someone, they're accessing the most current version of your data without any latency or compromise on data freshness. Now, sharing data with non-Snowflake customers introduces some challenges, but more importantly, opportunities for broader data collaboration. Firstly, for non-Snowflake users, the secure data sharing feature allows Snowflake customers to share read-only database views using secure shares. This method retains the data's live nature, ensuring that recipients are always viewing the latest information. Moreover, Snowflake supports consuming shared data through reader accounts. A reader account is a standalone Snowflake account that the data provider can create for non-Snowflake users. This allows them to access shared data as if they were native Snowflake users, albeit with some limitations. The beauty of reader accounts is the ability to extend Snowflake's robust features to non-customers, making it an inclusive platform for data sharing. Additionally, Snowflake provides the option of data monetization through its data marketplace. This innovative platform allows Snowflake customers to share or sell data sets to other users, including non-Snowflake entities, by utilizing reader accounts. Thus, data providers can monetize their valuable data assets while consumers gain access to a rich ecosystem of data sets. Furthermore, to facilitate a secure and governed data sharing experience, Snowflake offers detailed permission, controls, and sharing options. Data providers can meticulously control what data is shared with whom and the level of access permitted. This granular control ensures that sensitive information remains protected while enabling valuable data collaboration. Lastly, let's navigate through some best practices for data sharing to non-Snowflake customers. It's crucial to establish clear data governance policies and adhere to them rigorously. Understand the data privacy laws and compliance requirements pertinent to your industry, ensuring that your data sharing practices are in alignment. Also, evaluate the business and technical implications of creating reader accounts, particularly in terms of cost and management overhead. And always ensure that your shared data is accurate, reliable, and updated in real time to maintain trust and integrity in your data sharing arrangements. To sum up, sharing data with non-Snowflake customers opens a realm of possibilities for enhanced data collaboration and decision making. By leveraging secure shares, reader accounts, and Snowflake's data marketplace, organizations can extend their data's value beyond their own borders. However, it's imperative to prioritize security, compliance, and data integrity throughout the process. To foster a successful and responsible data sharing ecosystem, thank you for joining me in this in-depth exploration of data sharing to non-Snowflake customers. I hope this episode has illuminated the topic comprehensively and equipped you with the knowledge to excel in your SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam. Until next time, stay curious and stay data-driven.